Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you are UrbanBuzzMag.com, and I have Titus Showers on the line with me. Titus, say what's up to the people.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Thank you for having me, Ms. Nigeria. Blessings upon you.
Thank you. I received that. Listen, you got a song that's such an end-time song and an encouraging song, an inspiring song, and it's called It's Gonna Be All Right. So I want to know, how did you get the encouragement to write this song during this time of COVID? And more importantly, what scripture can you attach to that?
Absolutely. You listen to what Paul says, all things are working for my good. And I took that scripture, and then God gave me these lyrics after a tragic experience that occurred in my life and my family's life, where we lost all of our material possession in a fire. And God just woke me up in the middle of the night, and he told me everything's going to be all right. And I'm just excited about these lyrics, and definitely it's an honor to release it at such a time as this, as we all go through this COVID-19, and as we deal with the racism and the injustices of the world. I'm here to remind us that God said it's working for our good, and everything is going to be all right.
Amen. Amen. You worked with a lot of people, and I mean, you've been in the business for quite some time. You know, I was asking you, were you signed or did you have an independent label? And you was proudly and boldly to say, oh no, we're independent. Talk about that a little bit, just being independent and having control of the things that you're putting out and releasing to the atmosphere.
Definitely, it's an honor and a blessing to have our own independent label. My sister Regina Showers Gordon came up with this idea while my family group was known as the Showers back in 2014. We came out with our freshman project, and we just wanted to dish out to the world what they needed to hear, not depending upon a certain label. She researched the business, and she definitely did everything she needed to do in order to have this record company operate as a major label. Mm-hmm. And God has blessed it in a mighty way, and definitely has afforded me the blessed privilege to be the artist on this label and release great music that can reach the consumer and bless the people of God.
Amen. I mean, you're on the Billboard charts. You guys are really doing what you need to do and definitely putting out great music. And so we appreciate you. And I pray that everybody just continue to support the Showers, because it's important for us to have some sort of ownership. And that's what all this rioting and all this disparity is about, that we have to get our little piece of the pie as well. Amen.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. And it's amazing you say own our piece of the pie. My family and I own our own business. My sister has her own home health business. I have my own counseling agency. My other sister has a Boys and Girls Club. My other sister has a driving academy. My other sister has a daycare. And definitely the Lord is blessing us to work for each other and keep us going in that way where we can all have something that we all own.
And I appreciate that. And I was reading about some of the other things that you were doing. Tell us about the O&M Family Services.
Yes, ma'am. That's our counseling agency where we provide mental health assistance to kids from the ages of 5 through 24, and as well as adults. We definitely go into their homes. We go into the schools, check on their grades. And through this COVID-19, we've been doing Zoom meetings, Skype meetings, FaceTime meetings, definitely practicing our social distancing. But we definitely are essential workers, because we definitely mental illnesses is at an all-time high. And we're able to bring some kind of a sense of calmness to these children as they deal with the stress and as they deal with the anxieties of the world. I'm just honored to be a helping hand in that way.
Man, amazing. And you was talking about your sisters. There's a sister you work with, which they also provide assistance for persons with disabilities, correct?
Yes, correct. That's my oldest sister, who is also the president of the company, and she provides those services to the elderly, to the middle-aged, who definitely need any kind of services. The state provides her with the clients, and she has a countless number of workers who go out, spend the night 24 hours with the clients, and spend the day with the clients and providing services to them as well. She also has a college, phlebotomy, medical coding, and billing assistance, that kind of activity to provide someone with a field of where they can go out and get a decent paying job.
Wow. Listen, I need you guys to, anytime you see one of their albums come out, just go buy it, because you're definitely contributing to more than just your enjoyable, spiritual, uplifting pleasures. You're helping them do a greater work, as my friend Brian Courtney Wilson would say, and it's important. So let's talk more about this new EP coming out.
Yes, ma'am. Just working entirely in the midst of this quarantining. We've been writing a whole lot, and God has given me some great things to place on a pen, and he's connected me with great producers, great songwriters, because we've been collaborating in Zoom meetings every week of this quarantine. I've been writing and collaborating with other great people from around the world and the state of Louisiana and different parts of the United States, and we've been creating magic, and I cannot wait for the people to hear what the Lord has given me.
Yeah. You did something with Jermaine Dolly. How did that come about?
Definitely a blessed privilege. I've been knowing Dolly since 2014, and we've been friends. I met him traveling on the road with my family. We stayed in touch, and God has blessed me in a mighty way to have him feature on my freshman project. It's definitely available. It was released in May of 2019, and definitely Dolly came in and featured on my album, on my single entitled Who, and my single entitled It's Gonna Be All Right, and my album is entitled Who, and it's available on all digital outlets as well.
Yeah, there was a couple of other names on there as well. Darryl Walls, that man right there. How was it working,
ma'am,
with him?
That was a blessing. He produced my background vocals on my first single entitled In His Name. Definitely have a great fellowship with him, man, and thank God for him and all the wonderful work that he's doing with that amazing family group, the Walls Group.
Yes,
I'm just excited about everything that God is doing. And shout out to my wonderful producer, Mr. Lucius Hoskins, who definitely created the magic that the Lord had given me.
Mm-hmm. I saw a legend in the paperwork as well, Miss Shirley Caesar.
Definitely we was able to share the stage with Shirley Caesar and many other great gospel artists, and I'm just excited and honored to be in the same arena with these great, well-known icon, legendary gospel artists, and just God is amazing, and he's doing a great work.
Amen. So what else do you want people to know about Titus Showers? You write, you produce, you sing. Is there anything else you do? You're a servant. I know I asked you, and then I'm telling you, right?
Yeah, you're telling me. But definitely, I have several other things about me. I'm definitely a servant because I serve under my Father's ministry. I'm definitely faithful unto him on whatever I do. And whenever I'm home, I'm a father of two kids, man, and I'm definitely honored about that. I love playing sports. I'm a basketball fan. I love LeBron. I love LSU football. I'm in tune to all of the sporting activities. Definitely a big fan of music, and just that's Titus Showers in a nutshell.
That's all right. That's all right. We are enjoying your ministry. It's going to be all right. Nice ring, nice sound to just project in our ears and in our hearing. Definitely we need to know it. Give us a word on how we are able to just go ahead and trust God to know that it's going to be all right. What comes to mind when I say that we as believers and Christians, how do we know? Because I think people don't understand how we can just go ahead in the midst of a storm and trust the Lord. So give us a testimony or how he showed up for you.
God is so awesome, and there are several scriptures in the Bible that shows that where he made everything all right. Well, you know, when he healed the sick, when he raised the dead, and he just made everything all right just by one touch of him. Just in my personal life, how he has just blessed me to be where I am, to start and come from a poor family, didn't have much, where we had to share a four-bedroom and one bath house, and now the Lord has enlarged my family's territory, where my mother has a big home and with 5.5 baths. And just that testimony in itself to remain faithful to God and you do what you're supposed to do and not what you want to do, he will in turn do what he promised he would do. And I just believe, I'm a faithful believer in that, Galatians 6 and 9, where it says, listen, don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap. If you faint not, had you quit, then we wouldn't have known that everything would have been all right. But since we stayed in the fight and trusted in God, he said, listen, I'm going to make everything all right because you didn't get weary. So keep on hanging in there, and God promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us.
Good goodness, sir. This is why we say we are where key players speak, just because of that. And we love you, and we thank you for joining the family of key players. And tell us your social media and how people could reach out to you.
You can follow me on all social media outlets at I Am Titus Childs on Facebook. No, I Am Titus Childs on Twitter. I Am Titus Childs on Instagram. And you can go to my fan page on Facebook at Titus Childs and follow my music on all digital outlets. Go and stream it. Titus Childs. My album is entitled Who, and my new single featuring Jermaine Dolly is available as well on all digital outlets. Please go stream it and go to YouTube, ladies and gentlemen, and help me and go and watch the video featuring Jermaine Dolly to It's Gonna Be All Right.
Amen. We're going to do that. Thank you, Titus, so much for coming through. We really appreciate you here. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. So definitely keep us updated on the many great things that you and your family are doing, okay?
Blessings on you. Thanks so much for having me on. It truly was a blessing.
You're welcome.